Krishna Book, Canto 3, Vrindavan Kumar, Chapter 14, Scene 8, Unsuspended Animation. In this way, Lord Brahma, the master of this universe, after offering humble and respectful obeisances unto the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and circumambulating Krishna three times, was ready to return to his abode known as Brahma Loka. By his gesture, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, gave Lord Brahma permission to return. And as soon as Brahma left, Lord Sri Krishna immediately appeared as he had on the very day the cows and cowherd boys had vanished. Krishna had left his friends on the bank of the Yamuna while they were engaged in lunch. And although Krishna returned exactly 1 year later, the cowherd boys thought that Krishna had returned within a second. So that is the way of Krishna's different energies and activities. Sarvasya chahang pridi sannivishto matak smritir jnanam apohanam cha. It is stated in Bhagavad Gita that Krishna himself is residing in everyone's heart, and he causes both remembrance and forgetfulness. All living entities are controlled by the supreme energy of the Lord, and sometimes they remember, and sometimes they forget their constitutional position. Krishna's friends, being controlled in such a way, could not understand that for one whole year they were absent from the bank of the Yamuna and were under the spell of Lord Brahma's illusion. When Krishna appeared before the boys, they thought, "Krishna has returned within a minute." They began to laugh, thinking that Krishna was not willing to leave their lunchtime company. They were very jubilant and invited Krishna. "Dear friend Krishna, you have come back so quickly. All right then. We have not as yet begun our lunch, not even taken one morsel of food. So please, come and join us, and let us all eat together." Krishna smiled and accepted their invitation and began to enjoy the lunchtime company of his friends. And while eating, Krishna was thinking, "These boys believe that I have come back within a second. But they do not know that for the last year I have been involved with the mystic activities of Lord Brahma." After finishing their lunch, Krishna and his friends and calves began to return to their Brajabhumi homes. While passing, they enjoyed seeing the dead carcass of Agasura in the shape of a gigantic serpent. When Krishna returned home to Brajabhumi, he was seen by all the inhabitants of Vrindavan. Krishna was wearing a peacock feather in his helmet, which was also decorated with forest flowers. Krishna was also garlanded with flowers and painted with different colored minerals collected from the caves of Govardhan Hill. Govardhan Hill is always famous for supplying natural red dyes, and Krishna and his friends painted their bodies with them. Each of them had a bugle made of buffalo horn, and a stick and a flute, and each called his respective calves by their particular names. They were so proud of Krishna's wonderful activities that while entering the village, they all sang Krishna's glories. All the gopis in Vrindavan saw beautiful Krishna entering the village. The boys composed nice songs describing how they were saved from being swallowed up by the great serpent and how the serpent was killed by Krishna. Some described Krishna as the son of Yashoda and others as the son of Nanda Maharaj. Oh, Krishna is so wonderful that he saved us from the clutches of the great serpent and killed him. But little did they know that 1 year had passed since the killing of Agha-asura. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. All glories to Krishna Book, all glories to Srila Prabhupada.